the property of the estate is used to satisfy creditors, and the priority that those creditors have against the state is determined by state and federal law and laws governing perfection of security interests. So let's walk through how that applies to various types of intellectual property. The first one is patents. It's one most people think of for intellectual property. And in fact, the number of times I've worked on an M&A transaction and I've asked the seller, you know, what intellectual property do you have? They usually say, we don't have any, we don't have any patents. So this is the one that most people think of. Under the Patent Act, the way it's drafted, courts have determined that the Patent Act doesn't really cover security interests, or at least the perfection of security interests. And the way that you do that is by filing a standard UCC security interest filing in the state in which the company is organized. There are, of course, assignment records in the patent office, and almost everybody files as a belt and suspender a security interest in the patent office, just to let potential purchasers know that if they check those records, that there is a security interest in place. And sort of interestingly, as an aside, it's interesting to me that when people are thinking about acquiring a portfolio of patents, the first thing, and sometimes the only thing, that they check are the USPTO records, notwithstanding the fact that perfection doesn't occur through the USPTO records. The other thing I want to point out, and this applies to all of these, is that whatever you file with the Patent and Trademark Office, that document is public. So make sure you know what you're filing, because anyone's going to be able to look at the document. That's why you'll typically see a short form security interest that's filed that doesn't say much other than the fact that a loan has been granted and a security interest was granted to back up that loan, and that it's still valid. Trademarks operate the exact same way from a perfection perspective. You file a UCC, that perfects the security interest. Again, you are permitted to record in the Patent and Trademark Office. Same thing applies to trademarks as they do for patents. One thing I do want to caution people is that in some old forms that banks used for trademark security interests, is those documents would actually say that the trademark and the rights in the trademark are assigned to the bank. That's not good practice anymore. There was one nasty case long ago that said, if you do that, it could result in, so you transfer the rights to the bank. There's never a license that goes back to the actual owner of the trademarks. And you can run into problems with naked licensing. Sometimes there's assignments without goodwill. It can present a problem. So take a close look at security interests, security agreements for trademarks. For copyrights, copyrights is a different beast unto itself. For whatever reason, the patent statute, the trademark statute, and the copyright statute all are worded a little bit differently. And courts have determined that the only way to, that security interests can only be filed in the Copyright Office. The initial case that got everyone sort of shook said that the only way to perfect a security interest in a copyright was by filing in the Copyright Office. Well, as you probably know, you're no longer required to register your copyright. There's certain advantages to registering it, but you're not required to. And the U.S. is really one of the only countries in the world that require any type of registration for copyrights. So that presented this conundrum. Okay, what happens if we have a copyright that we care about and it's unregistered? Can I perfect it or can I perfect it? Well, it would be fine if you could just file a security interest in the copyright office that said, look, I've got a security interest in all the copyrights owned by Company X, but you can't. The only way you can record a security interest is against a specific registered copyright. Everyone sort of looked at it and said, boy, this is a real problem because almost every book, record, document, email, what have you, is probably subject to a copyright. Finally, another court came along, which I hope is the better answer. It's still not perfect, but the better answer is that at least for unregistered copyrights, the way you perfect is by filing a normal UCC. If you have a registered copyright, the only way to perfect is by filing in the Copyright Office.